We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Resh Nun Gimel. This begins a few simanim relating to Bishal on Erev Shabbos, to heating up foods before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah gives us a bit of a hakdama, an introduction to these dinim, where he explains to us that there are two issues that we will be discussing. One is Shihiyah, which means you put food on a fire before Shabbos and leave it on the fire going into Shabbos. The other is the issue of chazara, or hachazara, which means that it was food which is on the fire on Shabbos, and you take it off the fire, and now you want to put it back on the fire. So these are the issues that we'll be discussing. As a preface, there is a machlokas in the Gemara between the Chachamim and Chananya. Chananya holds that as long as the food has been cooked to Michael ben Drusai, which either means it is half cooked or a third of the way cooked, which we'll discuss whether that refers to how much time it will be cooked or the quality of the cooking, then you are allowed to leave that food on the fire from before Shabbos, even if it is not garuf v'katim, even if the flame is not covered. But the Chachamim hold that you are not allowed to leave food on a fire which is uncovered, unless it is nizbashal kol tzorcha, it is completely cooked and mitzdamik v'ralo. And the longer that it cooks, the worse it gets, meaning it is getting more dried out, and you are unhappy about that fact that it continues to cook. These are the two shitas that we will see. There are two shitas in the Rishonim, the two shitas that we will see brought in the Shulchan Aruch. We begin. Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Kira Shiyasuya Kikadera V'sovsin Al Piha Kedera Lamala, an oven which is made in the shape of a pot, and there is a place to put a pot on top of that Kira. V'yesh b'makom shvisas Shtei Kederos, there is room to put two pots on top of it. Im huska begefes shehipsola shel zesim o beitzim, if the fire is added to with or with the extras, leftovers of olives, or with pieces of wood, aser litein aleha tafshon bod yom l'hashoso aleha, you are not allowed to put a food on this fire in order to leave it there into Shabbos, elim kein nisbashal kol tzorcho v'mikstamik v'ralo, unless this food is completely cooked, and it also, the longer it cooks, the worse it gets. As we said, it gets more dried out. The leik alamecha shamiyachata, because in such a situation, there is no fear that you will come to stoke the coals to make the fire hotter, to make sure that the food gets cooked faster for you to be able to eat it Friday night. However, if it is not fully cooked, we fear that you might come to stoke the coals, if you have that opportunity. O shehu chai shalom espashal klal. Or it is also permissible to leave the food on the fire from before Shabbos if it is completely raw. The kevan shehu chai, since it is completely raw, masiach daito mimena ad lamachar, uvechol halayla yachol lisbashu b'lechitu. You know that no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to stoke the coals enough for the fire to get hot enough to make this cooking time for you to eat it at night. So you give up on it, your masiach das, and you assume you'll just be able to eat it tomorrow. On this point of raw food, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only true about meat, but it is not true about raw vegetables, because raw vegetables might be able to become cooked in time for the Friday night meal if you stoke the coals, if you make the fire hotter. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that we need to put it up right before Shabbos, because if you put something raw up a couple hours before Shabbos, then it will definitely be cooked in time for Friday night, or we fear that you might come to be mechata, to stoke the coals, to make the fire larger so that it will be cooked in time to eat Friday night. Therefore, this heter of kedera chaisa, of a raw food being put up before Shabbos, is only true if it's put up immediately before Shabbos. And the Achronim discuss whether this means specifically right before Shkia, or whether it means right before you yourself are Mekabel Shabbos, as we are Mekabel Shabbos earlier than Shkia. It's also important to keep in mind that in a hot plate or something like that, even something that's raw might be able to become cooked in time for Friday night. So therefore, it might not apply in those situations. Maybe a crock pot would be a good situation where you could put something raw in. This is discussed by the poskim and is definitely up to discussion. Because of these two reasons of the machlokes, whether it is before Shkia or before Yom Kippur Shabbos, and whether our ovens and the like are similar to what they were dealing with, we try not to rely on this heter of Keder Chaisa when possible. Continues the Mechaber, Avalim Nisbashal Ksas, Avalon Nisbashal Kol Tzorcho, if it was only cooked a little bit but not completely, V'yafilon Nisbashal Kol Tzorcho V'mistamik V'yafilo, or if it was cooked, completely cooked, but it continues to improve as it cooks more, Chayshinan Shami Yechater, we are afraid that you might come to stoke the fire, V'asr Lashos Ola Elim King Garaf, and therefore it is prohibited to leave the food on there from before Shabbos into Shabbos, unless you were garaf, dahainu shahotzi menu kol gechalam, that you take out all the coals, o katam dahainu shakisa gechalam be'efer lamay chumam, or you cover the coals in order to minimize the heat of the flame. Once again, referring to this heter that we mentioned before, if you throw in a raw piece of meat, even though the rest is cooked or somewhat cooked, and you don't have a heter, if you put in that raw piece of meat, then we assume that you are mesiach das from the entire tavshil, from all of the food, and therefore will be permissible to put the whole thing up right before Shabbos. This is the first shita, that of the chachamim. It's important to note that our ovens nowadays are hot plates and that nature. So what is garaf katam for us? So it's a machlokas in the poskim, whether it is good enough to cover the knobs, which you would use to higher, raise and lower the flames, or would you have to cover the actual heat source, which would mean you would have to put a layer of tinfoil over the hot plate and the like. One other point of note for now is that Rav Moshe and Arachayim Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet, and Bishol Oslama Dalet says that you can put food on a radiator because since it's not Derech Bishol Bakach, we are not afraid that you're going to come to cook because of it. Whereas Rav Azner and Rav Yashav say that even on that, there is Malkum Lahachmir.